TV, some so-called preacher was pointing his finger at me. He said, God's got a miracle that is sure to come my way. Oh, any day. And all that it would cost me is $1,000 of my hard-earned pay. So I tried to change the channel, only just to find another so-called prophet who said I've been on his mind. He's got some miracle water and a miracle handkerchief. Oh, as if $500 monthly, he will send it as my gift. I said, God, there is something wrong with what they say. I know salvation is fully free, but they want me to pay. Jesus paid it long ago with his blood of crimson red. For us he shed. That's when God spoke to me, and this is what he said. Oh, he said, just because it says amen doesn't mean that it's born again. Just because it confesses faith doesn't mean that it's been saved. The Holy Spirit knows about wolves and sheep's clothes. No, just because it says amen doesn't mean that it's born again. Just because it confesses faith doesn't mean that it's been saved. My brother and my sister, be careful who you believe. Don't put your faith in any man, or you might get deceived. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, he will guide you with the truth. That's what he'll do, keep you from that devil dressed up in that three-piece suit. Oh yeah. Just because it says amen doesn't mean that it's born again. Just because it confesses faith doesn't mean that it's been saved. The Holy Spirit knows about wolves and sheep's clothes. No, just because it says amen doesn't mean that it's born again. Just because it confesses faith doesn't mean that it's been saved. Just because it says amen doesn't mean that it's born again. Just because it confesses faith doesn't mean that it's been saved.